Shall we have a word of prayer? Our blessed Lord, we thank you because your prophet taught us we can do so many other things too much, but we can never pray too much because your word says we should pray without ceasing. Thank you, Father, for sparing our lives since we left here on Sunday, making it possible for us to see today and giving us good health and making provision for our coming. Thank you for those who come with public transport, private vehicles. Thank you for your protection that we enjoy from our respective homes to this place. The prophet said there is no distance too short where the enemy cannot wreak havoc. Father, we just want to thank you for your goodness and your mercies, for your fatherly care, for daily provisions, for all that you have graciously done for us. May your name be praised, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your servant that has led songs, hymn of the church, though they have been composed many, many years ago, but because they were composed under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, they serve every generation. And they carry their messages. May we not just see them, may we follow the messages that they carry. Thank you, Father. Be with us in this prayer meeting. Just help us, O God. Those who are away coming, breathe them safely. So that at the end of it all, we all go back home with assurance that we have spoken to the Almighty God, the one whose power is unlimited, who bid us to cast all our cares upon him, for he cares for us. Be with our precious brother, dear me, Bakatari, dear brother, your daily in Uzeba. Be with your children, all the nations of the world that are gathered around the message of the hour. Be with them, Lord. May the services a blessing. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. God bless you, church. Thank you for coming to service again tonight. We are grateful to the Almighty God for making a way for us to come without taking our time. Let's quickly turn our Bibles to second chapter of the book of John. And we just pick something there. I just try to edify ourselves by the grace of God. Second chapter of St. John. No, we read the first 11 verses. He said, at the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servant, whatsoever he says unto you, do it. And the hour set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifier of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 fakis. Apiece. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now a beer unto the governor of the feast. And they buy it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of the miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. You can please be seated. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. There used to be some argument that the wine that Jesus stole water to was not alcoholic, was this, that, or the other. I think we should allow the Bible to settle whenever we have questions. Hello? Oh, sure. You see, from what we have just read, without passing no comment, you will know that the wine that Jesus took water to had alcohol in it. So what are you saying? Listen very closely. When that happened, there were comments. The man who was in charge of the feast, he called the groom and said, every man, where they are bringing, where they have invited people, where they are setting wine before them, first of all, is the good wine that they set. When the people are well drunk, except language has lost its meaning. Hello? Don't defend God. God is God. He's the owner of his word. Whatever is written there, is written there. Very simple. You see, he said, but you have kept the good wine till now. Hello? Well, there's something I want us to take note of there. Is the advice that the advice of Mary to the servants in that wedding. I want her to take note of it. I think the advice Mary gave to the servants went a long way to allow that miracle to happen. What Abraham said, if God asks you to do something and you argue with him, then it has a time. Oh, sure. I remember a woman came to the prophet meeting in the course of praying for the people. The prophet asked her to drop the, what do you call it? Is it crutches? To drop her crutches. And the woman said, I'll be with this thing. So. The prophet said, perhaps you might have to be with her for the rest of your life. As simple as that. I think there was another. The prophet said, drop this. Immediately she dropped it. She was walking. So let us take note of the advice. Let's take that title, The Advice of Mary to the Servants in the Wedding of Cana. Don't let it be too long, but that is the title. You see, the advice was that whatsoever, you see, he went to talk to Jesus that these people have no wine. Why did he go and tell Jesus? He could have said, go and tell Peter or tell any, because his disciples were there. Why did he go and tell Jesus? He know that both Peter and the rest of the disciples, as at that time, they have not gone to, what do you call it, Pentecost yet. There was very little or nothing they could do. But here was the master. Master of all circumstances. He's master of all circumstances. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. I don't care what that tempter power is. When Jesus appears, situations are changed. Oh, yes. That is our master. That is our savior. That is our provider. That is our guide. That is our all in all. You know, we do sing that song. It's everything. It's everything to me. It's everything. It's everything to me. For it's my father, my mother, my brother, and my sister. It's everything to me. It's our provider. It's our resurrection. It's our life. It's our everything. It's our protection. Anywhere we go, he protects us. He said, fear not, little flock. It is your heavenly Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Therefore, no matter the obstacles that will come your way, you are ordained to overcome. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But Abraham told us something. He said, that a Holy Ghost free man can completely go insane. It's a quote. He said that something only touches his spirit, not his soul. Hello? So you can see sometimes God allows certain things to happen. Don't just talk out of the message. Make sure you talk the message. One of the things that I love so much, I love the entire message. One of the things I love so much has to do with Saul. You know, all that Saul did, pursuing David, attempted to kill him, did so many things. Do you know that the prophet said Saul was not lost? He said Saul was not lost. If the prophet said Saul was not lost, Saul was not lost. Because humanly speaking, if you want to judge Saul by the activities and things that he did, you will conclude by saying that the man was not a seed of God. But the prophet said, may God help us. I said, may God help us. The news came. These people have no wine again. That was the news. And Mary stood up. I went and tell Jesus. Private announcement. After the general announcement. Say, these people have no way. There is a reason why she went to tell Jesus. She know the kind of person Jesus was. She know how she gave birth to Jesus. She know it was supernatural from the beginning to the end. If nobody else knows what Jesus can do, Mary knew. Jesus said, woman, what have I to do with you? He said, my hour has not yet come. Mary left. He went to the servant. He said, did you see the man I went to talk to? He said, yes. He said, okay. Whatever he said, or to you, just do it. In other words, don't argue his words. Let him not say something you want to correct him. Don't disobey what he says. That is how blessings can come. That is how miracles can come. Brother Bram asked a question. He said, does God answer prayers? He said, yes. He said, does he answer quickly every time? Not every time. May God help us. Then Jesus did not stand up from where he was sitting. He only spoke to the people. Fill the water pot with water. Like I used to say, if not because of the advice that they have been given, that whatever he said, do it. They would have told him, we have water, the tap is running. But they were asked to fill the water pot with water. In obedience to the master's voice, oh, hallelujah, they filled the pot. After Jesus saw that they filled the pot, he did stand up, he did jump up and down, he did not scream, he didn't bow his head to pray. He said, draw out, go and give to the governor of the feast. He just, in obedience, they draw the water. Those who draw the water into the pot, they are the one who draw the water to go and give to the governor. When the governor tasted it, he heard the remark of the governor. He said, every man, he said, go and tell the groom. Every man at the beginning said good wine. When the people are drunk, if you put urine down, they will drink there. Because why? They are under the influence of the stuff. He said, but you have kept the good wine till now. It was a miracle. The miracles of God cannot be explained. They are just supernatural acting of God. I've always known that. I think in recent time, I get to know it more. I get to know it more. I used to know it. That the miracles of God, they are the acting of the Almighty God. Oh, man. But when it happens to you, it's something different altogether. How many of us have experienced miracle in your life? Raise up your hand, let me see. God bless you, every one of us, every one of us. Because the prophet said, if you didn't raise your hand, I would have dropped something that would have shocked you. But Abraham said something. He said the greatest miracle that can happen to a human being is conversion. He said that is the greatest miracle. He said healing is fine. Somebody is dead, you raise him back to life. It's a miracle. It's fine. We saw that in the life of Lazarus. We saw that in the life of the daughter of Jairus. We saw that in the life of the woman of Nain, who was only having one son, and she was weeping, crying. The only son has died. Jesus just stopped there. He just touched the boy stood up. We have seen those miracles. Those people, they live their lives again, but sooner or later, they still die. Hello? Yoruba, for you to give birth to children, they say, Kokumo. Iba woni Kokumo oniku. Only Makulewe. You know what you should bring those names? It's because Abiku, maybe the woman must have been giving birth to baby, and they will survive. So this one, they say, Ele Yokumo. He did that as a baby. But whether or not he likes it, it's an appointment. It will come. May God help us. What am I saying this evening? It's a big advice. And it's a big admonition. Do you know what time God told, I think he saw, God told him, you go to that place. You destroy everything that is there. Both men, women, boys, girls, including sucky babies, including animals. Don't spare anything. That was God's instruction to him. But when he got there, he brought the kid alive. That is contrary to the instruction God gave. Not that he brought the kid alive alone. He brought fat, fat rams. That is leading you to disobey God. When he brought them, the man of God, the prophet Samuel, he has seen what has happened. So he came to the place. Immediately he came. Saul said, yes, we have done exactly how you told us. The Lord said we should do it. He said, hey, is that so? Is your information true? What about the plenty of animals I'm hearing all over the place? He said, we brought them home to make sacrifice or to God. An excuse. I think that is where the statement came around that obedience is better than sacrifice. Do you know what Samuel did? He brought out the king. You will say Samuel was cruel. The prophet said, he said, see, God bless you. Compassion, he said, is not human sympathy. He said, it's doing the will of God. That was what God said. He called his king into pieces. Finally, Saul has to. He lost the kingship because of disobedience. May God help us. In the scriptures, there are certain scriptures that couple must always read. Always read them to yourselves. Those scriptures, read them to yourselves. They will help you. I think we find one in Ephesians chapter 5. Let me try and see if I can locate it so that we can read it together. Ephesians 5. Ephesians chapter 5. I think from verse, let's take it from verse 21. Verse 21 said, Ephesians 5, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. I think that is a general admonition to Christians. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Are you seeing the comparison? As you will submit yourself to God, submit yourself to your husband like that. I'm not interpreting you. I'm only repeating what is there. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Sisters, are you listening? These are scriptures. It doesn't need interpretation. It now comes to husbands. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth him. Hello. Maybe we are reading it together. I mean, the note is clear. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. I think there are certain things that we need to take note of when people are coming to ask your hand in marriage. I think there is an area where we are lacking. That is why sometimes we go into troubles we can't remedy. The prophet has told us, under no circumstances should a believer marry a non-believer. He said, don't do it. He said, if your girl is grown up and a non-believer is coming around her, he said, discourage it. That's what he said. He said, discourage it. Because these two natures, they can't pally together. The fallen nature and the divine nature. A Christian have divine nature. A sinner have fallen nature. That fallen nature is ruled and controlled by Satan, while divine nature is ruled and controlled by God. Hello? But sometimes we don't pray. I'm sorry, I may be presuming. If I'm presuming, forgive me. It looks as if what we are looking at is the status of the person coming to ask us is in marriage. Where is he working? Is it Chevron? Is he working in oil company? Is he working in the bank? Where is he living? Is it 3-bedroom flat? Where is he riding? Is he a bike? Or what do you call it? Keke Napep? Or nothing at all? Or he's riding a car. What brand of car is he riding? I think these are the things sometimes I guess. Let me put it guessing. Sometimes I guess this is what we are after. If this is what we are after, let us be careful. Because this is not the way the prophet asked us to go about. He said, somebody come to ask your hand in marriage. He said, go to God and find out, Lord, is this your will for my life? Whether it's a beggar on the street or not, who says it's not your class. Do you have class? You say, I'm a PhD holder. I saw what? Ordinary dust. Ordinary dust with PhD. You see, when it comes to spiritual things, Let us mind God. God first in everything that you do. When the scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all other things shall be added. Don't overlook that scripture. God first in everything you do. When the prophet was talking about a family, he said, in a family, God first. The wife is working, which is a permissive will of God. I don't know whether you know that. The message actually did not teach that women should work. It is because of the situation, our situation economically, that we allow women to use the permissive will of God. I'm telling you the message. May God help us. If a woman is working and a man is working and money comes at the end of the month, if it's the salary stuff, God first. Don't allow expenses to come and you will pay your tithe. You are a thief and a robber. That's what the Bible called you. You say because he need money. It's not because I need money. That money is not even my, it's God's money. So if you are not paying tithe, you are a robber. You are robbing God. May God deliver you. God first. Remove the tithe. Then the Bible says, your family second. How you will take care of your family for the period money will come again. Find out what your wife like. If she like, oh man. May God help us. You see, the way Christ is nourishing us, that is why we must nourish our wives. You must cherish her. You must tell her you love her. Not only with mouth. You must, whatever, no matter how little. If you like, if you like talk, let me come to that. Oh, that no. If you go out and you are coming in, bring tom-tom. Say, honey, I bring tom-tom for you. Because you know she likes tom-tom. Are you getting what I'm saying? Look, it is a love affair. Not only ordinary love. It's not only filial. There is something that binds us together, which is agape power. The love of God binds us together. She's a daughter of God. You are a son of God. Therefore, all this little love, you must accumulate. Oh, man. Somebody marry you, you come and say, the man doesn't love you. What are you talking? In the midst of many sisters, she single-handedly pick you to be his life companion. I think that is the evidence that the man loves you. Why do we know that Jesus loves us? Before the foundations of the world, he chose Brother Femi. He chose Brother Sam. Hello. He chose us and wrote our names in the last book of life. Whether he allowed me to seek and seek to death, it makes no difference. Because the maximum love he has given up to me. If somebody come to this life without salvation, I don't care how rich he will be. How much, if you overeat, you have constipation. After food and raiment, the Bible said what? Be satisfied. We brought nothing here. We hadn't taken anything out of this place. Naked we came, naked we will go. But we are asked to make sure that we go with eternal life. When the darkness I see, he be waiting for me. I will have to cross Jordan. Why? Because it's because of you he came to this earth. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus did not die in vain. No. If people thought he died in vain, God is wiser than that. Before the world began, He knew the names of all his sons and daughters. He wrote them in the last book of life. Satan can't have access to that book. Could they clean or look on me? Then what is he bragging about being Satan? Kilo feshe for me. Eh? God wrote my name in the last book of life. And Satan doesn't have access to it. Kilo feshe for me. To hurt me, just help me. You block my way. You know, I do business. You made the business to collapse. What is that? What is that? My name is indelible somewhere. What are you talking about? Oh, man. The Bible says, if the Son of Man shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. We have been set free, and we are free indeed. No matter what the enemy will do, he has lost the battle long ago. Long ago. That's why when I got well, I said, Satan is in trouble. When we kick him in Ibadan, he will land in Ile-Ife. Samuel Ladejo will kick him from Ile-Ife. When he land in, Ilesha. Your senior brother, we kick him in Ilesha. When he land in Ilorin Church, we will not give him a breathing space. The brother pay the destination is going up and down. We make it to go up and down. We make sure it doesn't rest. As it's landing, we kick him again as it's going until we put him in the lake of fire. We are God's children, and there is nothing the devil can do about it, whether he likes it or not. We don't need to take permission from him for anything. Otherwise, we are already be given authority to bind it, to destroy his kingdom. The Bible says, if a strong man have his kingdom, he keep his kingdom as a strong man. It take a stronger man to come, and bind a strong man, and destroy his kingdom. We are stronger than Satan. Say, what are you saying? He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Remember, church, God says the Lord cannot fail. That is why people that are fidgeting in their churches, they are only catching witches. In your what you call it, in your evangelism, was it witches you evangelized for? So all the people that came when you were preaching, they were witches. May God have mercy. Look, we have been given authority to cast out devils. All devils. We have dominion over Satan. We have dominion over the world, and we have dominion over the flesh. We have dominion over everything that is evil. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We are not begging Satan. If you have the time, Satan is having dominion over you. I will ask you, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Then Satan will come and be fully around a man filled with the Holy Ghost. What are you talking about? Where does the Satan come around? Where does he come from? God bless you, church. Look! Oh, my. Omo ba re mi se nipa igbagbo ninu Jesu se bi ba mi do ni ma nare ki ma yo fa. Nobody can challenge us. Nobody. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Look, the position that God placed us is not comparable to any office in this world. It's not. Talk about Aso Rock. Whether he was voted there or rigged himself there, who knows? And a careless soldier can use one careless gun and take him out of that place tomorrow. The kingdom that we belong to, where God put us, No God can take us out of the place. No evil, no power can take us out of the place. Do you know who we are? We are sons and daughters of God. Not that we will be. That is what we are now. God bless you. I say, God bless you. It is not easy. If you find it difficult to obey instructions of the scripture, because the Bible says it's not the preachers of the world alone that are justified. You may be a preacher of the world. If you are a preacher of the world, you are not a doer of the world. You are condemned by the world. That is why the world is a two-edged sword. It keeps both going and coming. Yeah. You say, as the preachers that be condemned, plenty. But Abraham said there is going to be a pile of them fall along them. I think that is true, sir. Scrap of them fall along the road. Why? Because they did not enter it well. They were not Christians before they became preachers. Many are preachers and not Christians. And the Bible says no man take the honor to himself. But many has taken the honor to themselves. May God help us. So that is why I keep admonishing. He stands, somebody stand here. Don't think the person is just yelling on you. What is preaching to you? He's preaching to himself. That is why the scripture says, you that say, man should not commit adultery, are you guilty of it? And you think we escape the judgment of God? You would. If a member of the laity do that, God will chastise him and get him to repent and make his way right. If a minister does it, God will not endorse it. Sin is sin. May God help us. That is why sometimes people say, this is how we say, you see, I didn't want to do it. This is a minister. A minister? A minister doesn't have access to your body. They are to minister to your soul. Period. Your body belongs to your husband. Hello? Whatever he says, just do it. Look, if you are born of love, you will not manifest hatred. Because that's the material, that's your makeup. Love is your makeup. Are you following me? If you are born of God, you are born of love. You love everybody, whether saints or sinners. God bless you. You can't help it. That is your nature. As a dog will not be able to help it from barking. That is how you will not be able to help it from loving everyone. If you find that your love is limited to only those who love you, the Bible says you are not better than Pharisees. Hello? May God help us. You are born of God, and then you are what do you call it? You are tribalistic. Yorubalele, Igbolele. You need the Holy Ghost. We are not even Nigerians. Do you know that? We are not Nigerians. Our citizenship is from above. Oh, mercy. God sent us here to represent him. Are you following me? God sent us here as his representative. That is where, you see, it's only sister that cannot witness, but they can testify. Brother Brad told us the difference between testifying and witnessing. Witnessing is when you start quoting scripture, Jesus said this, Jesus said this, Jesus said this, Jesus said this. But testifying is that, or any, the key is so tough way. so yeah. Iru igbesi aye ti mo gbe ni. But along the line, gba ti mo gbo irere. Oluwa se yanu. This is my life now. That's testifying. Many of us, for years, even in the school where we teach or in the place where we work, we don't even testify to anybody. How can you be preaching to a girl that you employ? Preaching to the girl that you employ that Jesus saves. At that time, why you want to take the bed to the girl to bed? He will look at you as a crazy man. Is this not the one who have been telling me about Jesus says? Jesus, look at what you want to do. I don't even know how you can do it. What will you tell the woman if you are taking her to bed? Professor, Bekini. That what? How will you put your way? How will you say your baloma sonny abigo? Oh, English. You can walk to your wife. I say, honey, tonight I will come to you, prepare for me. Simple. It is legal. It is stamped by the stamp of the Almighty God. It's not a sin. Your wife is like any other woman. You do it with any other woman. What you do here, and you are blessed. You do it there, you are cursed. Hello. Let me tell you one thing. That anything that you see that God puts here, there are people who will live by it strictly. Strictly. An iota of it, they will not break. There are people who will do it too. Why? Because they are ordained to do it. They can't help it. They are ordained to do it. Where? Let me say a few things. Our time is giving way. We remember the case of Lazarus. That case is outstanding case among all the signs and wonders and miracles of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's an outstanding case. I think that is the only resurrection that he physically did when he was here. I mean, what I mean, somebody that had been buried already. It's the only one. Though he raised many dead. Pardon? Yeah, I'm talking about already buried. Corruption had already set in. That's what I'm talking about. At 72 hours, he has started to rot it. I remember the prophet said, before they embalm somebody, they remove all the testing, all the stuff that God put inside. They remove everything, pop chemicals into it. Oh, man. It was an outstanding. The prophet said, Jesus had left that home. He said, Satan has got your opportunity. He said, when Jesus leave your home, he said, Satan will come. Don't allow him to leave. How will you do? Make sure you live by every instruction. Whatever he says, do it. Respect your husband. Husband, respect your wife. In the fear of God. Don't look down on her and the head. And so what? Is somebody not your head? The one that is your head is the one that holds the breath of your nose. You have to be careful. Of course, if it's your head, you will brag. Have you ever seen Jesus say, big me, small you? Jesus doesn't have that character. If you see any character, big me, small you, forget about it. That man doesn't know God. No matter how much he says he know God. You will even try to do it. It's the God-given nature. Hello. God bless you. Lazarus took sickness. And the two sisters, Mary and Martha, they knew where Jesus has gone to. They sent messengers. Go and tell the master that his friend is sick. They left. They met him. They told him. They came back. Sherry said, yes, we saw him. Did you tell him? He said, fine. He might be here anytime. Jesus said, well, he did come up. Till the sickness got worse. Until, you know now, since the message that got to him before, they are all expecting him to come. Since he wasn't coming, the sickness was getting out of hand. They said another set of people. They met him. He didn't come. Why? The prophet said, the father have told him already that he was not going to pray for Lazarus for healing. That he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead. Are you following me? Doing the will of God. When finally Lazarus died, you look at the characters of believers. Situations, does it change believers? Does it make believers to misbehave? That is why the language, it's not our language. Children of God walking, binu, our mushroom, binu. Oh, yes. Anger is the first stage of madness. Somebody match you, then your eyes are red. Even the anger, does the Holy Ghost produce that? Which scripture are you studying? Hello? May God help us. What did they not do to your master, Jesus? Tell me what they did do to him. He came scripturally. That's why I told the people, search the scriptures. It is in the scripture you think you have eternal life. They are the scriptures that testify who I am. The life that he lived proved that he was a Messiah. The way he was born proved that he was a Messiah. Everything about him proved that he was the one they were expecting to come. When the John the Baptist came, it was a witness that that was a man. The only man that knew that the Messiah was in the land. He said, I was sent to baptize by water. He said, there is one in your midst that you know not. He's the one that will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. They didn't know him. Despite all this, they will gather. They will come around. They want to test him. They say, Master, we know you are a man, you don't respect people. You say, hey, God, that you are representing, is it actually good for us to pay tax? Jesus said, you hypocrites, bring me a penny. When they bring it, say, whose scripture is this? He says, Caesar. Say, give to Caesar now. What belongs to Caesar? And to God, what belongs to God? You set trap for God. You can't catch him. You can't catch him. May God help us. That is our master. That is our savior. That is our provider. That is our protector. That is our healer. That is all in all to us. It's our provider. It's everything. He said, I will supply all your needs according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. That is the one we serve, and he changeth not. If God be for us, who can be against us? Who? Witches? Wizards? Emirates? Obanges? So we divide the church. They say that person is a witch. Don't have anything to do with it. And you can't prove it. May God help us. You think God wants to expose witch? Witch will be arguing with God. You don't know what you are talking about. You don't know. We will still go and pray. But remember, whatever he say, just do it. Don't open your ear for gossip. You mind your experience. Gossip, the prophet said, is sulfuric acid in the church. Don't allow yourself to be used of the devil. Of course, if that is happening, it means that you are empty of the Holy Ghost. A man filled with the Holy Ghost cannot be used of the devil. He cannot. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Amen. We should go and pray. Amen. Lazarus was buried. 1 day passed, 2 days passed, 3 days passed. The fourth day, Jesus told his disciples, say, Lazarus sleepeth. They were yet carnal. They were in the flesh. These that are in the flesh cannot please God. That's what the Bible says. That's why you must be in the spirit. You can only be in the spirit after you have been regenerated by the power of the Holy Ghost. Ah, they started rejoicing. They said, Master, you know, 2 times they sent messages that he was sick. Now that he can sleep well, it means he's recovering. Jesus said, he used their language, he said, Lazarus is dead. He said, let us go. I also die with him. Jesus said, I thank God I was not there, so that when we get there, you will believe. And they were close to the place. News came that the master is coming. No matter the situation, no matter how bad it is, no matter how far Satan has gone, no matter how much he thought he has achieved, when Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. Martha rose up, said, I went to him. He didn't say, you are just coming. Today is the fourth day. When my brother don't die, we bury him. When he was alive, you remember he's the breadwinner of the house. This cloth you are wearing, now we buy it. Now we the cook morning food, afternoon food, evening food for you. The man was sick. We sent a message to you. They saw you. Not that they didn't see you. You refused to come. You have healed other people. We who left our church because of you. You allow our breadwinner to die. Second time, when the case was getting out of hand, we sent a message to you. You hear, you didn't come. Now he's dead. Today is the fourth day. What are you coming to do? If you are coming, my yale well. Hello? Hello? People that talk like that, they are far from being converted. I'm telling you. To Boju, the way you fry your face, it can set petrol station on fire. Can drive lion away from the bush. Where is the Holy Ghost? Listen to matter. Oh my, do you know where the scripture is? I think it's John chapter 11. Is it there already? Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her,
thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. You know, in the Bible studies that day, you taught us about the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? Go on. She said unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which shall come into the world. And when she had so said, she went away and called Mary, her sister, secretly saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Remember, she was not there when Martha came. Are you following me? Listen to what Mary will say. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews there, which were with her in the house, many bunch of hypocrites from her former church, came to mock her and comforted her. When they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, follow her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then, when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled and said, Where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. That is the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? They know the message halfway. They didn't know he can raise him up. Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, coming to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of whom that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he sticketh, for he had been dead 4 days. And this is the woman who said, I know whatever you see, you ask God, he will do it. May God help us. Jesus said unto her, Say thou not unto thee that he thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Only believe, all things are possible. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, Loose him and let him go. That is our master. Believest thou this? How can we have this one living in us with this revelation hot in our souls? Then you'll be afraid of death. Number one, you cannot even die until God's appointed time. There's nothing to fear. Fear has torment. Fear not. Oh, man. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. You can have the whole world, but just give me Jesus. I'm satisfied. I'm okay with that. Have the whole world. What do people strive for? Why do you strive? Why do you kill each other at the back? You want to take the person's position? Position? Yeah. But Abraham says it's God that order is made to their positions. No man takes the honor to himself, except he that is called, ordained like Aaron. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. No matter how much a man or a group of men will hate you, the worst they can do is to consult a pay higher assassin to eliminate you. That's all. But what have they done? They don't know what become of you after closing of eye in death. Do you know that God may not even make that one possible if he doesn't want to? AK-47 can be opened on you like this, and the bullet will be falling on the ground. Who do you call God? If you want to prove to the people that they are nothing, oh man, God bless you, church. Brother Abraham, when the people dislike his message so much, until the time came, they say, we are training you with bomb. The prophet said, you cannot scare me. He said, when your bomb detonates, before the sound go down, I will be in the sixth dimension. For the Father, God loves us. That is the supreme love. If you love a child of God, it's for your own benefit. Because God will bless you for it. If you hate him, it's for your own disadvantage. Because God will punish you for it. Oh, sure. May God help us. Whatever he says, just do it. We remember the case of Joshua. They came to the wall of Jericho, I think. The Bible says the wall was so thick. I think it might be from here to over there. They built house on top of the wall. Have you ever seen such wall in Nigeria? They built house on top of the wall. They didn't know what to do with that wall. Yet, they must deal with the people inside. While they were there, the one that said that knew the difficulty they were having. Never you think that when you have trouble or problem, that God doesn't know. You are mistaken. If there is anybody that knows your problem, though the messenger told us you should spare your thoughts to your pastor, sometimes we don't even tell our pastor our thoughts. It's not a problem. But there is somebody who knows what you are going through. And that is God. He knows. Hallelujah. What you are going through, he knows. Blessed be his holy name. See, there's a Pentecostal man who used to say, he said, this guy God, I never see your type. This guy God, blessed be his holy name. There is only one God, the maker of heaven and earth. For God to be your Father, I'm telling you, all the days of your life, you should rejoice. You should. Jesus said, he said, my joy I give unto you. He said, nothing. Oh, man. I don't know how you used to do it. I've tried to improve on my sleep. I find that it's not a disease. It's not sickness. The joy of the Lord is responsible. I hate these sleeping tablets. I don't take them. Sometimes you take them, you have nightmares. I don't drink them. Sorry, my sister. I'm not trying to condemn your work. It's just that, you see, I don't take them. Because the Bible says, I'm the Lord that giveth sleep to man. Oh, yes. God give us sleep. If God wants to give me sleep for 10 hours, he can do it. But he knows what is good for me. No matter how small the sleep is, when I come out of it, I feel strong. I was with my doctor today because my monthly BP mercy, this, don't do this. When I went on my journey, you think I'll be telling somebody, my jelly, my jelly, lie, lie. Anything that come, the Bible says God sanctified the food and the word of prayer too. I ate everything edible. When I was in Sapele, I ate fufu up to 4 times. When they bring it, I know it's fufu. I say, God, I'm not at all. I know how this used to react in my body, but I'm a stranger here. I must not put stress on those people. Sanctify for me. Do you know, till now, I didn't have any reaction of fufu. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. God bless you, church. When I was with the doctor, he told me, you look fine. How was your journeys? Because I told him I was making journeys. He said, how was the journey? I told him. How did they go? I told him everything. He said, well, you need to rest. So I said, I need to rest. I said, today is Wednesday. I will preach today. Supposing we have Friday service, I will preach Friday. Because these young men, they have done a whole lot in my absence. They are on leave. Till further notice. God bless you. There is no rest here. Our rest is on the other side. Here, we have come here to work, to labor. As long, look, if the strength God put in me, I don't use it. If he asks me why, what will I say? I will say, people say I should rest. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Something has been coming to me. I'll be fighting it. I will tell you. Now that I will tell you, it means I have overcome it. That is why I will tell you. Something was telling me the convention that is coming. Take all the services. You think God cannot do it? But I will not do it. That is why I'm telling you. If I was going to do it, I will tell you. What I will just do, even my associate, I will tell him. When we pray in the room, he will say, who is going to take service? I say, come. When we finish preaching, before the people come out, I don't go to Ose. God bless you, church. It's good to serve the Lord, you know. Very, very good. God knows everything that you are going through. He knows everything about us. Hallelujah. We don't care what a man can do to us. We trust the Lord. He's our Savior. He's our keeper. No matter the situation you are, don't give up. Don't complain. Don't murmur. God hates murmuring. Why are we murmuring? Our Father is the owner of heaven and earth. What can he not give to us? Absolutely nothing. God bless you, church. A minister called me. You know, we used to have joint meetings together, joint Easter meetings. I love the unity of saints. So. Do you know somebody went on the ground that thing and spoiled it? I don't know. What will you gain? We were not making gain out of the thing. Rather, we were spending more. Ibi ile gbagbogbowa. Ah, the niko wabi. Tori people, we think maybe we want to go there to ourselves. The place we rent, all our offering for the days cannot pay for it. I make sure that all the officers from all the churches are present when the offering is being counted. I will share it equally. And I never even say the payment we're making. No, we made that sacrifice. And yet, if you notice our convention, people come as far as from Port Harcourt, come as far as from Kaduna, from Jos. People are in Ibadan. They don't come. I begin to wonder why. Kilo de, kila she. If you think we are wrong in our preaching, why don't you come and preach the truth to us? Hey, may God help us. The type of Holy Ghost I receive, is it the same Holy Ghost you have? There's a brother who came here. And we were praying for him to receive baptism of the Holy Ghost. He said he had a call. We prayed for him. So when he received the Holy Ghost, according to him, now wife will go marry. He no preached to us. When he was to leave, he told us he's going to Lagos. Lagos, he no go. He did Ibadan. And we heard that he had started preaching in another place. I met him several times. I said, why are you so ungrateful? Now we pray for you until you receive the Holy Ghost. Now woman, you go marry. We heard that you are preaching in your church. Come and preach to us now. What did we do? What is our offense? Is every offense a pardonable sin? If we are committed offense, can't you forgive us? Is it not the same heaven we are going? Put him on first on him. One of the ministers called me. Was it day four yesterday? Only since they started their church, I've never come to preach to them. That he wants to make a request. If I come and preach for them. I say, if you want it, this coming Sunday. If you want this coming Sunday, go, I will come. He said, he will get back to me. I don't know what was working on him. I don't know. We were not responsible for stopping the Easter joint meetings. So then when the time comes, usually we call the ministers of the churches together, we have a meeting, we commit the place to the leadership to one of them, and we'll be praying along. But I just find out that when Easter comes, you call this, he gives excuse, you call this, he gives excuse, you call this, he gives excuse. What is going on? Many people think we have money. He said, "Well, low one, Ibadan. Tell me the work in Ibadan. You want to compare Ibadan to Lagos? There's a vast difference. Vast difference. Ah, low, but yet, ah, pariwo. We just have. God is giving us daily food. That is sufficient for us. We don't envy those who have money. After all, if we cannot build church, flamboyant like your own, Jesus said, wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, it may be under a tree. Is this auditorium not big enough? We are planning to extend it. God will extend it for us. Look, the Holy Ghost will give you the mind of Christ. All this segregation. No, we are this, we are that, we are this, we are that. May God help us. Do you know some people are not even hearing message that can give the rapture faith? All that they are hearing is, which is RIB, and we may low and be, and won't ban Jenny, Emma Debe, Tobacco, and Lodge, Emma J. What is rubbish and nonsense? Is that the gospel? May God help us. Look, this message will produce the bride without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish, or any of such things. Do you know why? Because God said so. If God said so, it will be so. You will get back to me. When you get back to me, I will tell you. I will go and preach to them. All those small, small trash that they are not seeing, they are carrying what we don't believe in gifts. Who told you that? We believe the entire message, including the gifts. What we don't believe is counterfeit. We don't believe in counterfeit. When a man claims to be a prophet, and he just fears the Lord, it doesn't come to pass. The Bible says, don't fear him. Is that the gifts you are telling me I don't believe? Who advertised Agabus? Is it not his gift? Your gift will advertise you. What advertised Brother Abraham as the messenger of the age? It is the gift. People told him he was not educated. Praise God. You are educated. Come and do what he's doing. You can't do it. So they shut up. They come back by saying that when he's under anointing, he's a prophet. When he's teaching, they all listen to him. Rubbish. Or to whom does the word of God come? You think what God has determined to do, you think you can stop the work of God? Who are you, Ray? Where do you come from? Many people claim this, that, or the other. Where are they? But Abraham is no longer here. He has finished his work. He is gone. We know where he is. He descends the dimension. He's waiting for us. But his message, it's like burning fire. Till today, he's still catching the bride everywhere they are. Who do you call God? God bless you, church. I rejoice with you. Pray you can see with revelation and understanding that you are one of them. God bless you. Me, I'm happy I'm one of them. And there is nothing anybody can do about it. Satan cannot change it. Nobody can change it. Jagaba can't change it. Makide can't change it. Nobody else can change it. We will poison you. He can't change it. Glorify, I remove my name from the last book of life. How will you do it? You can't do it. I am what I am by the grace of God. We are what we are by the grace of God. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Amen and amen. My admonition is this: you know yourself more than anybody knows you. If you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, don't rest both day and night. Don't rest. You say, what will I do? I will give you the prescription that the prophet gave. He said, your full obedience to the word of God is what entitled you to the token. Am I right? Am I right, Brother Femi, evangelist? Am I right? Your full obedience to the word of God is what entitled you to the token. God bless you. I say, God bless you. When you receive the token, I'm telling you that that is the evidence that you have arrived. The rapture cannot take place. I leave you here because you are part of the rapture. Many people make jest of you because you say, for the past 40 years, I've been believing the message. Is it a taboo? Is it a taboo? Did the apostle not say this brother had been in the Lord before us? Is it a taboo? Is it a pride? Even when government wants to employ school sites, and you have A, all your subjects, and they want to explore a school site with 3 years office working experience, they will not take you. They will take that man because that is the qualification they require. All of us did not come to the Lord the same day. We came differently. Just as our birthday differs. Then what is provoking you? Because somebody say for the past 40 years he has been in the Lord. What is your problem? Brother Brown said, you become what you are eating. Eat the message until you become the message. You can become the message. Not until you carry. I'm not. Listen, don't misunderstand me. I have my sermon books here. I have them here. I have my tablet. It's right there. I used to have a, what do you call it? This other one now. Laptop. Thieves came to take it. I've not bought another one yet. What am I saying? We have the message on the phone, we have it everywhere. But we must remove it from those places. Put it in your soul. Become the message on 2 feet. If you are the message on 2 feet, the message will become your conversation. Are you following me? Look. If any here, you have an unclean spirit, let me tell you, the only way it can be cast out is if you don't like it. If you like it and you are fellowshipping with it, God will not even deliver you. He will let you perish with it. That is what we have been taught by the messenger. God bless you. If you have unclean spirit, it's not something you nurse. It's something you will not be comfortable with. Because it's a foreigner in your life. How can I go to bed? I'll be holding meeting in some nonsense and rubbish. For what? And you are rejoicing. Of course, you know how he came to you. God bless you, church. God bless you. Oh Lord, we are very, very grateful for all you have done for us. Oh Lord, we are very, very grateful. And we say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh Lord, we are very, very grateful. For all you have done. Oh Lord, we are very, very grateful. And we say, thank you, Jesus. Our Father, I will never ever fail me. Our Father, I will never ever fail. Jesus is my Father, you will never ever fail me. Rock of ages, never, never fail. Amen and amen. We are going to go to God in prayer. Do we have written requests, sir? Let's have them. We go to God and commit them. The Bible says, cast all your cares upon him. Thank you, sir. For he does what? He careth for you. Don't bring requests. After we pray over, you carry the body along again back home. No. Leave it there. Take your body to the Lord in prayer. Leave it there. Before we go into prayer, I want how many of us, as we bow our heads, how many of us who want prayer? Just lift up your hands wherever you are. Dear Almighty God, we are your children. We thank you for making us what we are. We did not negotiate. You chose us by your own sovereignty. We are very grateful. You brought us here by your own choosing. How long we'll be here also is determined by you. Our prayers, O God, is that while we are here, we want to be true representatives of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hands are up everywhere. There is no doubt. Needs differ from person to person. Whatsoever those needs are, whatsoever has made the people to raise their hands, contrary to the law of gravity that says our hands will always act that law, thou who knoweth all things. You know every need in the lives of everyone. You say, even before we pray, before we ask you anything, you know what our needs are. Those needs that made these people to raise their hand, Father, meet them at the point of their needs in the name of Jesus Christ. Grant it, Heavenly Father. May this request, O God, that they have by the raising up of their hands, may they turn to testimonies for your glory and for your honor. Let the devil be completely put to shame in our individual lives, in our families, for your glory and for your honor. Let he be our master. May Jesus continually be exalted. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Bless you, church. Thank you for coming to church tonight. God bless you. Amen and amen. So God willing, I think this will be the last service now. God willing,
on Saturday, our precious brother Sam will be going to Ekpe. He's going to hold the Sunday service with Ekpe at Brother Sam's church by invitation. Let's pray for him, for Johnny Messi's, to Afro, as usual, that God use him to be a blessing to his people. I don't know, many ministers are lining up coming to come and fellowship with us. One will be coming next week, and another one will be around during the Salah, you know. Let's be prayers for them. And their coming will be a blessing to us. That God will guide the journey message. God bless you. I say God bless you. Yeah, we're going to rise up and we are going to seek hymn 32. We are often tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. See the blood. Christ our Redeemer died on the cross. Thank you.